Carl G. Fisher was an energetic empresario who overcame poor eyesight and a meager upbringing to spearhead the building of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway in 1909. This extraordinary man also developed Miami Beach from out of swamplands, headed up the Lincoln Highway Commission, which raised funds to build the first drivable coast-to-coast highway, which was completed in 1928, and later the Dixie Highway. A one-time bicycle racer from Greensburg, Indiana, who, while still in his teens, operated a bicycle sales and repairs business in downtown Indianapolis, Fisher entered the automotive field in 1901 as distributor for the Curve Dash Oldsmobile. In 1904, he and James Allison, who later founded Allison Engineering, put up a reported $2,500 apiece to manufacture automotive carbide headlamps under the name Prestolite, eventually selling the company in 1917 to Union Carbide for $9 million. Fisher was joined by Allison in several ventures, including the Empire Motor Company in 1909, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, and in 1914, along with Lem Trotter, the creation of a planned industrial and residential community, eventually to be incorporated in 1926 as the town of Speedway. Fisher, who was also a great proponent of early day aviation, lost virtually all of his estimated $50 million fortune during the months following a devastating hurricane which all but flattened Miami in 1926. Already heavily involved in another development at Montauk Point, Long Island, his substantial investment there was lost in the attempt to rebuild Miami Beach, plus the subsequent Great Depression of the early 1930s. He died in 1939.